The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Scary Savannah and Beyond, and another installment of the world famous Tybee Island Police Blotter.
It is world famous. I actually heard someone reference it on another podcast.
Heard somebody reference
a story.
Our podcast?
No,
on their podcast?
No, a story from our blotter.
Oh, so in other words...
And they're a really big podcast.
And they stole our story from our blotter.
No, they didn't. It was all in the news recently for some reason, but it's not a good subject to discuss, so we won't.
Ooh. Oh.
First, it's inappropriate, and it's the aftermath of it was not good.
Well, I guess you'll just have to tell me what the heck you're talking about once we get off of air, I guess.
Yeah, it's not something that... I thought it was in poor taste, but...
Yeah. But before we get into that, let's take a minute and discuss the upcoming holiday season since we are immersed in it here in the studio.
Well, I didn't go as crazy in here as I did the rest of the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm working on a video that we're going to post on social media at some point to show everyone all of the trees and lights and various and sundry decorations. I used your little term.
Sundry.
Sundry.
You said you didn't. That's one of the words that you don't like.
It is.
You don't like sundry.
I used it.
So you used it, which
I liked it when
makes
I used it.
It a good word.
Yeah. So
is that
I
what
said
you're saying?
Trees. So we have how many trees in this house, would you say?
Approximately 3,246, but that is rounding it off to the nearest.
Well, I guess
10,
if you count all these little trees, maybe.
Yeah, there's a lot of trees in this house, including acrylic trees, wax candle trees. I'm looking at what appears to be a pipe cleaner tree, maybe.
A pipe cleaner tree?
This red thing over
here.
I think
it's called a bottle brush tree.
I would call it a pipe cleaner tree because it looks like a pipe cleaner tree.
You know what a pipe cleaner looks like?
No, I've never seen one before.
All right, look behind you at that blue tree. No, not that.
Okay, so I'm currently holding in my hand what I assume to be a bottle brush tree.
Yeah,
is that correct?
That's what they call them.
This is a bottle brush tree.
Yes.
So I'm holding it up for the camera. It certainly looks like a pipe cleaner.
Look behind you at that tree in the corner.
In the corner.
You see the bow on top?
I do.
That's a pipe cleaner.
That's a pipe cleaner?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'm clearly mistaken.
Like
I have no idea what we're talking about then. Why am I even on this show?
I don't know. I need to hire a new co-host.
You really do. Maybe you could pay him more.
I'm not the only one that went crazy decorating this year. The city of Tybee got a bunch of new lights and decorations as well. We have a new giant lighthouse.
Ooh.
We got mermaids. We got sea turtles.
We got all them good things,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff. And we're going to eventually get out there and take the golf cart around and take some video. We did take pictures, which we have not posted yet.
Oh, yeah?
We posted like one.
I posted a video of Layla, and to me, that feels like I fulfilled my social media duties and obligations in doing so.
So how did get the house turned into a winter wonderland? Because your parents came to visit from North Carolina this past weekend, and we did an early Christmas celebration with them and the kids.
And I'm telling you what, I bet you have all kinds of things to say about what our real hosts had to say about what they've done.
Yeah, Layla and Coffee were instrumental in making this whole thing happen. If it weren't for them.
They really were.
This
I mean,
whole weekend
Layla
would have been
put
a travesty.
Forth so much effort. I mean, really, she was there for the whole thing. Every time a car door slammed when people got here, Layla let the whole neighborhood know that people had come to see her.
Yeah, she's the best hostess.
Hostess. Yeah, well, you don't want to, you know, downplay Coffee's role in this either.
So
she was there. You know?
She was really good. Usually she barks when people come over for a very long time, But she didn't. She just barked for like a minute this time. Because we had your
parents. Like she's getting mature as she ages. She's like a fine wine. She starts off really, really stinky. And she maintains her stink. But she does tend to bark less at the people that come in the house.
Each time, because like they came in varied, staggered times. And so each time new people would come to the door, they would just get all excited all over again. And it just kept happening all day.
It was glorious.
Everyone got here.
It was so glorious.
I don't think they've ever had a better day.
Really? Even those times where we took a walk with them and
ooh,
we actually...
What did you just say?
Ooh, and they're in here. I saw her head pop up on the video. Yeah. I don't know if that'll be on there. But when we did that, one time we ran into two or three other dogs on the trip. And that was a big old time. So
It wasn't as excited as Grandmommy and Granddaddy coming and all of her siblings.
That does bring a whole bunch of joy to the dogs this time of year.
It did. We took your parents to our favorite Mexican restaurant. And then we got back to the island just in time to see the very end of the Christmas parade, which I'm sure you're happy about.
I was so thrilled that when we got there, it took us about 30 seconds before Santa come flying
that's
around the corner.
All you need, right?
Really, that's actually 30 seconds more than I needed of a parade, but
we
did catch Santa.
Well, we just wanted to get a little bit of pictures. Did you get pictures?
I got approximately three, maybe.
Three.
Two of which were of the sidewalk because I didn't have the camera aimed the right way, but I'm sure at least one of them's got Santa in it.
Oh, is that the margarita's fault?
I will not comment on that.
We then went up to the Rock House and played a little air hockey. They turned that into a nice little arcade we didn't know about.
And you got so thrilled when you saw that they had two air hockey tables and we started playing it and I started dominating you and teaching you the true meaning of air hockey.
That happened at all.
That's not how you remember it?
No.
Well, maybe the margarita is telling you lies.
No, I think we have this on video, maybe.
So. Oh, no, I accidentally dropped that phone and had to replace it with another phone that did not
your
have that
phone?
File on it. Yeah, this one I have now looks just like that one, except it doesn't have that file on it.
I'm pretty sure that I'm a little better at air hockey. Maybe, just a
but
little.
Who won the game last night that we played?
Oh, Lord,
do you recall?
Go there.
Can you remember?
Do you know why you won that game?
Because I cheated. I did.
But I did get you started in the right direction. You were going to do the wrong thing right from the gate. But I told you.
And
what
I told you when I showed you those cards, I said, don't you say that because you did this, that it helped me win this
well,
game.
It did.
That's all on me. And I believe that you're trying to take credit for my victory.
Well, I did help a little.
Just a minuscule amount.
So after that, we went and played pinball and pool at the sandbar. Did you win pool?
I did.
With your dad?
Not win pool.
Well,
I came close.
You and I did win Jenga against your parents.
It's real easy when you're playing a game of Jenga that's about the size of a human standing on a stool and you're playing with people that have never played Jenga before.
Yeah, that's an advantage.
And it doesn't hurt that they both had margaritas.
Oh, that's true.
Of course, theirs was of the non-alcoholic variety,
of course.
You know, ours weren't, but you know, how it goes.
Since it was Friday night, they were doing karaoke at the sandbar conveniently. And you and your dad did a nice little duet of a David Allan Coe song.
Well, that there's a classic. You can't go wrong with it.
Yeah, it's
don't matter if
favorite.
You can sing or not.
You don't have to be able to sing to do karaoke. That's a fact.
And I'm living proof.
Well, we saw
that that's
a lot
true.
Of that.
Yeah, that night we did. We saw a whole bunch of drunk ladies trying to sing some songs that they weren't quite vocally suited out
Dancing
for.
Dancing Queen by ABBA, not easy song to sing.
I mean, I'll tell you what. You know, I ain't got the chops, but I'll tell you. Who does? My version of Whitney Houston.
What version of that? What song could you sing of Whitney
I'm not
Houston?
Talking about me. I'm talking about the ladies that were there. It's like they would pick Whitney Houston.
Did
or
they?
Be,
I don't remember
I
that.
Don't think so. But then, you
I
know,
don't think so.
You have these other women. They're like, well, how about I just take a stab at Adele?
Nobody did Adele.
We've seen people do that before, though. People that can't sing just take stabs at stuff like Whitney Houston. And I tell you what, alcohol does make you sound better to yourself.
Yeah, and then when you listen to it again on playback on your videos, on your phone that you got rid of, yeah, it's a little bit not as great as you thought it was.
Well, I don't have that anymore. Because
that's
that
what
phone,
I said. You don't have it anymore.
That phone is gone.
It's gone.
Totally gone.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So I think that's probably the most excitement your parents have had all year.
I would say that's a pretty safe bet. We are a lively crowd. And if any of our listeners ever head down this way and you want to go out and have some big fun,
we
can go play some air hockey, because I tell you what, don't get more edgy than that.
It don't. So that Saturday night, the kids came over and we opened a few presents with your parents. And Layla and Coffee were so excited about this because they seem to remember last year.
Well, don't say they. Only one of the two had the memory.
Well, Layla remembers. I always get them a dog toy and I hang it on the wall with a command strip, and it's a decoration because it's a little Santa and a reindeer, and it's really cute. And she remembered that from last year. It's been there. She watched me put it on the wall like a week ago.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything. She saw it and she a little bit whined about it. She was like, and then she walked away and never mentioned it again.
Yeah.
But then when all the kids started opening their presents, she suddenly remembered her Santa on the wall.
I don't think it's suddenly. I think she knew that when the presents were being opened, that's the time when she gets her present.
It was.
She's such a smart dog.
So smart. And you got a video of this, which you posted on social media.
I did it as a reel.
Yeah.
But I may insert a small portion of it right here. I don't know if I do. It'll be right now.
This is not going to be a bat again, is it?
No.
No, I've
got that out
actually
of my system. You told me to do it.
I thought you were going to put like a cute little black bat on the screen, but no, it was like coming off the screen at me.
It's real horror, baby. I go the extra mile when I'm creating stuff.
It was really scary. So overall, that was a fun-filled weekend. We've got a lot of holiday gatherings coming up. One I'm most excited about is we're getting together with some friends of ours to do a murder mystery party.
Yeah, I was sitting on the couch and Crystal was getting some food ready at the time when my friend called me and he said, you know, we're supposed to be getting together and we're going to do like the white elephant thing with our families. And he says, you know what? I have an idea. How about we do a murder mystery and everybody dresses up in a costume and they have a role, and he'd moderate it. And he said, do you think anyone would be interested in that? And I said, I'm going to make an executive decision and just go ahead and say to do it, because I don't even need to talk to my wife. Because I tell you, if she doesn't want to do that, then she is not the woman I married.
There's nothing I love more than a murder mystery and or dressing up. So to combine those two.
Well, hopefully you get to be, you know.
Oh, well, he knows me well enough
kind of
to
character,
know that.
He doesn't like assign you to be like the janitor or something.
Oh, no,
in this
he
story.
Knows me better than that. It's got to be something glamorous. Vegas clothes or something.
I wonder if he's going to have a role for the dogs too, or if that's just a little bit much.
Oh, of course they're going to be involved.
They may even be the killer.
Yeah. One of our son's girlfriends is, she's not a real big gamer or anything. Like, we tried playing a game the other night and she was just like, couldn't handle it. And she's like, I asked her if she was going to come to that murder mystery, and she's like, I'll volunteer to be the victim. So she could just lay on the floor.
How much acting does it take to just sprawl out and like some police tape or chalk or whatever?
Just lay on the floor with the dogs and be the victim.
Yeah.
So that's her involvement. So yeah, we played a really fun game called Poetry for Neanderthals with your parents.
It's highly recommended as a party game for all ages, especially the better you can think in one syllable words, the better you're going to be at this game.
So the premise is you get a card and it has a word on it, and you have to get your team to guess the word just by saying one syllable words only. And you can't say anything that's on the card because there's usually another word at the bottom. It's a harder word. And it's a lot harder than you think to speak in one syllable words.
Oh, please believe me. I know.
Well, the funnest part is that it comes with this little inflatable club that you get to hit people with if they do say a two syllable or three syllable word or four syllable in your case.
That's why you purchased the game in the first place, isn't it?
Yeah. Our youngest son loves gimmicks like that. So I just bought the game when I saw inflatable club didn't even
see it. Doesn't matter what the gameplay is like. If there's an inflatable club you're supposed to hit people with.
Yeah, he's all about it.
The whole concept is just glorious.
I think I bought it for him for Christmas last year, and he must have just gotten around to opening it.
When he saw that it had a club in it. He's probably, like, wait a second, I can hit somebody.
He probably didn't look at it until then. He's like, what is this? So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. It's like the first time you play it, though, you just sit there like an idiot looking at the cards because you can't think of anything to say that's a one-syllable word.
Well, you got smart and figured out that the best way to play this game is to not try to come up with one-syllable words to give away the word that you have. You figured out that you can use one-syllable words in the structure of a sentence and then try to use that sentence to give context to get the word.
Like I said, I like to go to the and my
department store.
No, my youngest daughter's boyfriend, he immediately got it, and it was zoo. And I'm like, how did no one else know this? You know this about me. You have to take me to the zoo like 5 times a year.
Well, what was even funnier is when our older daughter was doing it, and then her sister started saying, what did she do? She said, I hate.
Oh, I think it was monkeys.
I hate. And she immediately just said, monkeys, and monkeys. And everybody's like, eh.
It wasn't monkeys.
I thought it was monkeys.
No. I don't think that was it.
Well, it was some off-the-wall nonsense word that you wouldn't just expect.
There was
just
something like
everybody's
that.
Like, yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I did. And you did a lot better this time. This is like the third time you played it.
I dumbed myself down. I drank a lot of alcohol before we played.
Oh, so then you just think in one syllable.
Just got stupid as I could get.
We did have a little wine.
Yeah, a couple glasses.
Yeah, just a little. And this weekend's going to be even more holiday celebrations. We're going down to Savannah to visit with some friends that will be in town. Going on a ghost tour.
We are going to go on a ghost tour, and hopefully we have an event. And it's going to be really exciting because this is going to be an impromptu Christmas party for me and a couple of my friends that I work with. And we're going to go out. The friend I have in mind, who I'm not going to name because he listens to the podcast, he'll probably be wearing his hard hat with the flashlight on it that he wears for ghost hunting.
And it's pink.
And I don't know. Yeah, it is pink. And I don't know why he wants to go ghost hunting because he seems to be terrified
of it. He's scared of the ghost.
But it's hilarious.
Yes, hopefully we'll get some good video of that. And if no one gets arrested, we can call that a success.
And if someone gets arrested, we can still get a good video, unless, of course, it's me, in which case I'll accidentally drop my phone, it'll get broken, I'll have a third phone.
A third phone.
A third phone.
Speaking of arrests, let's get to the blotter.
Let's do that.
On Monday, November 13th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for a suspended registration. During the course of the investigation, the officer learned that not only did the vehicle not have insurance,
because why would it?
Well, of course it wouldn't. The driver's license was also suspended. After placing the man under arrest, the officer spotted an open white claw inside of the vehicle.
Now, please don't tell me a white claw.
A white claw. What's he doing drinking a white claw?
That's like the worst thing you could be drinking. Somebody might see you.
That's a basic white girl drink right there.
That this dude's drinking.
The dude's drinking. He must have had too many.
He probably drank all the Natty Lights and everything, and that's just what was left in the cooler. His wife or girlfriend didn't finish them, so he just pulled them out and started drinking himself.
The man was then charged with suspended registration, driving while license suspended, no insurance, and open container.
Nice. Obviously, don't do that.
Don't do those things.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
On Tuesday, November 14th, a man came to the Tybee Allen Police Department after receiving terroristic threats.
You told me stuff wasn't going on this week, and
I said
here,
it was a little slow, but this one amped it up.
There's some terroristic threats going on, and we didn't know about this.
While speaking with our team, the man stated that he had been talking with a woman on a popular dating app.
Ah, yes, farmersonly.com. where we met.
Yes, that's where we met in 1996.
Yeah.
Afterwards, he was contacted by a strange man that knew his full name. Now, that's creepy. Knew his name, his address, and information regarding his family members. So all they did probably was go on Facebook.
This sounds...
because it's all on there.
Especially if it's a person of a certain age, because I found that people of the greatest generation sometimes, if they're on Facebook, are more
stalkers.
Likely to just post all of their personal details on social media.
Well, all of my information's on there.
Yeah, my name's not actually even Brett.
It's not.
It's not.
It's really not.
It's Daryl.
The stranger. The stranger then informed the man that if he didn't pay the stranger $3,000, he would be killed. That took a left
That turn. Was very much escalated very quickly.
Shortly thereafter, the man began receiving pictures of decapitated heads and random phone number from random phone numbers.
This is kind of scary, really.
It is. Wow. Like, you think, you know, you're just on there looking at your friends' kids and,
you know, farmersonly.com as you do.
Yeah. Farmers
only. We laugh about that, but you know, her, someone, she had somebody in her family that actually used that service. I'm not down in the service. I'm just saying.
Who?
Your pawpaw.
Did he?
Yeah. He was always watching them commercials when they came on.
Oh, okay. Well, it worked out. So, yeah, then you're just on there just catching up with your high school friends. And then the next thing you know, someone's sending you pictures of decapitated heads.
That's very disturbing. I certainly hope they got to the bottom of this one.
And well, a report was filed and the man was advised to block all the numbers without replying. So I guess what else can they do, really? I mean.
So there's been no arrests made.
No.
So they don't know who did this.
I mean, it seems like you could trace that, but it seems like something more than they would just be capable of just running a trace.
This sounds like FBI level investigation, which I don't think is going to be done by the Tybee Allen Police Department.
I know, but that's really scary.
It is really scary.
So avoid farmersonly.com.
Yeah. Don't go out of your house. Don't answer your
door. Don't answer the door. Don't answer the phone if it's not a number. And then you got to block the number because they can still text you.
They can. And they will, apparently, since he said they came from a whole bunch of different numbers there. So,
well, can you like run a reverse phone number on the computer? Look up.
And then after you do that, like magnify and enhance and just take a look at it. And
that's what I've seen on TV. They do that.
Magnify and enhance.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
On Wednesday, November 15th, officers responded to a private gated neighborhood in reference
juveniles. You told me this episode didn't have much going on, but apparently you were full of crap.
The juveniles were jumping the gate to build a fort in the woods. That's how boring it is here, you guys, right now.
Building a fort in the woods.
Yes.
You see, I see that as a completely innocuous activity that a child would do, but I feel like they were probably building a fort to house all their weapons.
The juveniles. I don't know what they were.
All their rocks and slingshots and such, or whatever it is juveniles carry these days.
Well, officers made contact with the juveniles, explaining to them that they were trespassing because they weren't aware of that, and instructed them to leave the area. How long do you think it took before they were right back there in the woods?
Probably about 20, 30 seconds after the taillights of the cop car drove away, I'm guessing.
Did you ever build a fort in the woods?
I know my good friend when I was a kid, his brother and his friend were survivalists.
Oh.
So they lashed together this really elaborate structure on some private property that we weren't supposed to be on. And we went out there and it was two stories tall, had a ladder and everything.
Wow.
And it was so cool. We climbed up on it and then somebody came by on an ATV and told us we can't be there. And after that, I didn't see it again.
Those were the good days when parents didn't supervise their children.
Yeah, when they had no idea where I was.
And nowadays, the police show up.
Well, it wasn't really the police. It was a dude on an ATV.
Nowadays, the police would show up.
And he had a gun. But he didn't
that's just normal in North Carolina.
Yeah, he didn't threaten us with it. It just happened to be there. It was implied.
On Wednesday, November 22nd, an officer responded to the Tybee Allen Police Department in reference to a possible theft. According to the victim, someone had stolen his tricycle.
A tricycle?
We know a lady that drives a tricycle.
We do. And it's
an adult tricycle.
It is.
It's
okay.
Pretty cool.
All right. Yeah, I can see what
Not a little about. Tiny one.
I want a little baby.
It's adult size.
Yeah.
Well, they stole his tricycle from his rental property sometime between October 17th and October 22nd. And here we are, November 22nd. It took him a whole month to meander down to the police department filed.
Well, you know how it is. Sometimes you get to going somewhere and then you find yourself staggering into a bar.
Because it's tabby time.
And you spend a week or two or a month and a half and you're in the bar and you forget who you are and where you've been. And then you end up in a balloon fort made down by the juveniles. And then you stagger into the police department.
Maybe you drove your tricycle to the bar and left it there and forgot.
That sounds like just as likely a scenario to me.
On Friday, November 24th, officers were flagged down by a woman who wanted to report an issue between the guests staying at her short-term vacation rental and one of her neighbors. According to the woman, the guest reported that the neighbor had been firing a BB gun from his balcony.
Oh no, not a Red Ryder
200
shot range model air rifle with a compass and a stock, and this thing which tells time.
Well, he was shooting these BBs at a metal dolphin crossing sign attached to her dock. At that time, officers responded to the short-term vacation rental and noticed multiple dents in the sign, consistent with having been shot.
Sounds like they got some evidence and they're piecing it together here.
When confronted, the neighbor admitted to shooting the sign and claimed that he did it out of boredom.
Well, you know what? That's one of the top three reasons to shoot signs with BB guns.
It's so dead out here right now. People have nothing to do but build forts and shoot BB guns at signs.
And he was like, well, if the thing didn't want to be shot with a BB gun, then tell me why the heck did it sit out there and not move when I started shooting at it? Because if it didn't like it, it'd just get out the way.
The sign?
Yeah. Why not? It's December.
He was then placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct. Later that day, officers responded to the North Beach parking lot in reference to an elderly woman who appeared lost and could not remember her family's address or contact information.
Was she looking for a bridge in New York? Or is this a completely different woman? Oh, it's a train. Yeah, totally different. Totally different.
Officers then gave the woman a courtesy ride to the Tybee Allen Police Department and a safe place to stay until she was successfully reunited with her family. Why does everyone end up on Tybee?
I don't know why they
do.
It's
just all
it's like a magnet for people that are lost or confused or drunk or high. I'm surprised.
All the warrants.
Maybe she had some and they just didn't disclose it. Could be.
On Saturday, November 25th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for speeding and failing to maintain its lane. While speaking with the driver, the officer observed a bag that appeared to contain hallucinogenic mushrooms lying in plain view.
How would you not at least scoot it up under your leg? That's, I guess, maybe because you might be on
be
a couple, you know.
During a subsequent search of the vehicle, officers discovered substances believed to be marijuana, MDMA, which I think is Molly, and THC oil.
Not that kind you take for your joints, but that kind you take for your mental things. Like, you know, the, hey, I need to be ready to go build a fort in the woods kind of situation.
I lost my tricycle.
I don't know where it is up.
The driver was placed under arrest and charged with speeding, failure to maintain lane, possession of marijuana, possession of drug-related objects, and possession of a controlled substance times three.
Ah, he got the old hat trick. Went for three.
Three
Michael Jordan.
And you're out.
He's out. He's out.
On Sunday, November 26th, officers responded to the area surrounding a local bar in reference to a fight between two different groups of people.
So now we got gangs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Gangs. During the course of the investigation, officers learned that the incident began as a verbal altercation after one group confronted the other about what they perceived to be aggressive driving. This was not me.
Was it a competition about who had the most aggressive driving?
I guess so.
You think you drive aggressive? I drive on sidewalk.
See, you thought this was going to be men, didn't you?
I have to say that this did take a turn I didn't see coming. Yeah.
During the course of the argument, one woman began swinging at another, turning the verbal altercation into a physical one.
Why are you going to insult my aggressive driving? Let me show you how we do it back down.
I told you it's not me.
It's not you.
It was not
me. Well, you did not have a black eye. So if it was you, it seems like you were the more aggressive.
Oh, of course I would have been.
You'd be
I would have been the one starting the fight.
You would be. Then you'd take your tricycle out and run them over with it.
After identifying the primary aggressor, officers placed her under arrest and charged her with battery.
Of course, you don't own a tricycle, but maybe here lately, based on these police reports, you do own a brand new one.
I have a bicycle.
Does it have three wheels and maybe might not have been your personal vehicle?
And tassels. And the license plate that says day drinking.
Got an old Georgia Bulldog flag coming off the back, even though we didn't manage to pull it off this year.
Oh, no. They like pulled a Braves on us.
I know. It seems like Georgia sports is just tanking. They're beautiful and amazing, and then they tank.
29 games they won in a row, and then they lose.
That was like 3 years.
Alabama.
If you like Alabama, then I'm very sad.
We're sorry that you like Alabama.
Oh, I am sorry, but they beat us.
I know, but it shouldn't have happened.
It really shouldn't have. I find that probably somebody should have been more aggressive driving.
I think
the football.
Driving the football.
And started swinging first.
Well, they should have thrown the football more than running the football because they weren't running it as well.
They certainly didn't stop the other team from running the ball.
They did not.
Yeah.
They are going to play Florida, right? In the Orange Bowl. I think that's right after Christmas.
One of the top bowl games that don't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything, but it's fun. At least we'll have one more game to watch.
Yeah, and then hopefully baseball will start soon. Months, though.
Well, it's several months.
Ugh. Oh, well. I guess we'll just have to make do with
basketball. Well, I have a fun baseball story we can do at some point to get us through the winter.
Well, I look forward to hearing that.
It's about a guy named George Brett.
Well, with a name like Brett, I guess he can't be all that bad.
No, he was one of the best hitters in the league in the 80s.
It must be why I'm such a phenomenal baseball player is because of the lineage associated with my name.
I thought you were named after Brett Maverick.
I was.
So you're a gambler.
I'm a gambler, a rambler, a backbiter. Sooner or later, guy's going to cut you down.
Yeah, you've been trying to work on your Johnny Cash for karaoke.
It's very important to be able to say, "Hello, I'm Johnny Cash."
That was pretty good.
It was kind of close in the cosmic sense, of course.
I think you were about to go with, "Hello, darling." I think that's where you were going with
Conway Twitty.
And then you brought it
Hello,
back.
"Hello, darling."
Yeah, I think that's...
It's been a long time. I guess on that note, maybe we should go ahead and head on out of here.
You think?
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening to Scary Savannah Beyond. I got to go hit up a karaoke bar now.